The Victoria's Secret VS Voices podcast is back with season two. Join me, Amanda Decadene, as I sit down with some incredible, trailblazing women to hear about their lives and their work changing our world. My guests include America's top divorce attorney, Laura Wasser, who talked to me about how to win at marriage and divorce.
It's not just the matter of like who's the best woman in the room, but the idea of like I had to claw and scratch my way to the top and you have to do it too. No, and by the way, I didn't. I was very lucky, but you know, somebody else clawed their way up. I kind of maybe more gracefully climbed my way up, and whoever else is going to come, I'm going to give them a hand coming up, because that's what we want, is for it to be easier to ascend to a certain level and then being able to bring other people up to that level.
Listen to season two of VS Voices out now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to listen. The Victoria's Secret VS Voices podcast is back with season two. Join me, Amanda Decadene, as I sit down with some incredible, trailblazing women to hear about their lives and their work changing our world. My guests include America's top divorce attorney, Laura Wasser, who talked to me about how to win at marriage and divorce.
It's not just the matter of like who's the best woman in the room, but the idea of like I had to claw and scratch my way to the top and you have to do it too. No, and by the way, I didn't. I was very lucky, but you know, somebody else clawed their way up. I kind of maybe more gracefully climbed my way up, and whoever else is going to come, I'm going to give them a hand coming up, because that's what we want, is for it to be easier to ascend to a certain level and then being able to bring other people up to that level.
Listen to season two of VS Voices out now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to listen. The Victoria's Secret VS Voices podcast is back with season two. Join me, Amanda Decadene, as I sit down with some incredible, trailblazing women to hear about their lives and their work changing our world. My guests include Gen Z girl gang founder Deja Fox.
You know, I shoot back the DMs. I have some friends that I'd like to recommend that I think would be a good fit. And she comes back to me saying, I think you're a good fit. I think you should apply. And I just think that there's such a special relationship between women who do that, right? Women who bring your name up, who see your potential and push you to see it too. And in so many ways, that's what I aspire to be, right? I aspire to put my name or my friend's names in the room. And I know just how important it is, because it's exactly how I landed a job on a presidential campaign at just 19 years old.
Listen to season two of VS Voices out now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to listen.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of Striving for It All. This is the show that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the WNBA. Coming up on this edition of the program, we have the latest scores, highlights, current league leaders, standings, and the players of the week in the WNBA. Plus, the WNBA All-Star starters, captains, and coaches are revealed. The WNBA All-Star game is right around the corner. It will be taking place on July the 10th, and we'll have your All-Star starters, captains, and coaches coming up on this edition of the program. All right, let's get right to my top three storylines. I want to start off with Tina Charles. When you think of one of the best in the business and one of the best in the WNBA, Tina Charles comes to my mind. She is a former league MVP, a WNBA Rookie of the Year, multiple All-Star appearances. Also, she's made multiple All-WNBA first and second teams. She's also been a two-time WNBA All-Defensive first team, also an All-Defensive second team, two-time scoring champion, rebounding champion, not to mention winning a national, two-time national champion, becoming a two-time national champion, excuse me, at the University of Connecticut at UConn, and also three straight Olympic gold medals, 2012 in London, 2016 in Rio de Janeiro, and of course the Olympics that just passed in 2020 in Tokyo. And certainly Tina, as I mentioned earlier, her WNBA career has been phenomenal, playing for the Connecticut Sun, the New York Liberty, 1 year with the Washington Mystics, and now one season, well, not even maybe a half of a season with the Phoenix Mercury. Both Charles and Phoenix agreed to a buyout from her contract, officially ending her time in Phoenix. Charles appeared in only 16 games for the Mercury this year. She averaged over 17 points per game. Now, Tina claims that she wasn't being used properly in the Phoenix system. And, of course, and let's be real, Phoenix hasn't been winning so far this year. This first half of the year has not been great for Phoenix. Of course, we know about problems with the Brittany Griner situation. And then, of course, teammates such as Skylar Diggins-Smith and Diana Taurasi, they got into it on the bench. And we know how that played out. And so it's been a tough first half of the year for the Phoenix Mercury. But long story short, Tina was saying that her position, she felt like she wasn't being utilized enough in the Mercury system. And both teams decided to part ways, and they both agreed to a buyout from her contract. So Tina is currently on waivers. However, she will expect whenever her time on waivers is over with, she will be joining the Seattle Storm. And that's going to be a great look for Tina because she's going to be able to contribute even more. Sue Bird in her final year in the WNBA. You have Jewel Lloyd, who's in her prime. Breanna Stewart, one of the best in the world. She's in her prime. You've got Ezzie Magbegor, who is leading the WNBA in blocks. So this is going to be a great win-win situation for Tina. She'll definitely be able to contribute for the Seattle Storm. Again, it was bad that her time ended like this in Phoenix, again, due to some strange circumstances going on with the Brittany Griner situation. But it's good to know that whenever Tina's time on waivers is over with, she'll be able to sign with the Seattle Storm and join a great situation up in the Pacific Northwest. My next storyline is going to be the Phoenix Mercury. Well, Tina played her last game on June the 23rd. She was the leading scorer in that game. That was a loss to the Minnesota Lynx. But since the departure of Tina Charles, currently as this show is airing, Phoenix has now won two games in a row, beating Dallas and then beating Indiana. So Phoenix trying to get on winning ways before the All-Star break. Skylar Diggins-Smith, she's been phenomenal this first half of the year. Diana Taurasi, what can you expect from her? She's been on point. You can't forget about Breonna Turner. Breonna Turner, always somebody that gets the rebound, someone that's in the paint fighting for points in the paint. So currently, as this show is airing, Phoenix is on a two-game winning streak. Phoenix hoping to continue their winning streak before the All-Star break. And maybe with Tina Charles leaving Phoenix, this could be a breath of fresh air for the Mercury. Again, as I mentioned earlier, the Brittany Griner situation is just getting very worse by the day. So maybe with Tina leaving, maybe this could free up more offense. Maybe when you have Skylar and Diana doing a lot on the offensive side, Diamond DeShields definitely getting hers as well. So we shall see. It was a tough opening month for the Mercury. In the month of May, they finished 2-7, and now they're trying to finish the rest of June on a positive note and go into July right before the All-Star break on a high note. It's going to be tough because there are a lot of talented teams, not just in the Western Conference, but just in the WNBA. And for my last storyline, it's going to be the Chicago Sky. I tell you one thing, the defending champions started off the opening month of the WNBA season in the month of May with a record of 5-3. Since then, they have been on a roll in the month of June. As this show is currently airing, they've only lost two games, and currently they are on a three-game winning streak, beating Las Vegas, beating Los Angeles, and beating Minnesota. Courtney Vandersloot is currently at the peak of her powers right now. I mentioned Sue Bird being one of the best point guards and floor generals in the league, and you got to put Courtney Vandersloot in that same list as well. Azaree Stevens is playing well. Emma Mieseman has been on a tear as of late. And, of course, you can't forget about Rebecca Gardner coming off the bench playing her part, Allie Quigley with her three-point shooting, and Candace Parker, who has just been a triple-double this first half of the year. So, again, Chicago is looking really good right before we hit the middle of July and going into the All-Star break. And Chicago's really picked it up because it seems as though at the end of May, they weren't doing well. They were doing okay in the standings, but they weren't in the top four. All of a sudden, the month of June has been very kind to them, and they have just been on a roll, and especially it's been showing in the standings. We'll get to the standings a little bit later, but kudos to the defending champion Chicago Sky. So far, currently on a three-game winning streak, they have been balling, and they are looking like the defending champions. All right, when we come back from the break, we'll have your scores, highlights, current league leaders, the standings, and the players of the week in the WNBA. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
It's another hurricane season, and right about now, residents are busy fortifying their nests against damage. This year, they're preparing with flood insurance. They've learned it's the extra layer of protection that prevents them from paying out of pocket or pouch for costly repairs. You too should trust your instincts this season. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov.
They said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches.
I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergen.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
It's another hurricane season. And right about now, residents are busy fortifying their nests against damage. This year, they're preparing with flood insurance. They've learned it's the extra layer of protection that prevents them from paying out of pocket or pouch for costly repairs. You too should trust your instincts this season. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. Let's get you caught up now on the week that was in the WNBA with your scores and your highlights. Let's start off with the week from Tuesday, June the 21st. We had the Dallas Wings going up against the Atlanta Dream. The Dream would win 80-75. For Atlanta, Maya Caldwell had 18 points. Ryan Howard, the rookie, had 16 points. Ari McDonald finished with 15 points, and Cheyenne Parker had 14 points. Again, the final score, Atlanta 80, Dallas 75. We move along now to action between the Minnesota Lynx and the Phoenix Mercury. The Lynx would go on to beat the Mercury, final score 84-71. For the Lynx, Kayla McBride had 18 points. Mariah Jefferson and Natalie Ochunwa both finished with 12 points. Again, the final score, Minnesota 84, Phoenix 71. In other action, we had the Chicago Sky going up against the Las Vegas Aces, and the Sky would win. Final score, 104-95. For Chicago, Courtney Vandersloot finished with 25 points. Azaree Stevens had 19 points. Candace Parker had a double-double with 17 points and 10 rebounds. And Emma Mieseman had 17 points. Again, the final score, Chicago 104, Las Vegas 95. And finally, we had a good one in overtime between the Washington Mystics and the Los Angeles Sparks. The Sparks would go on to beat the Mystics, final score 84-82. Shining bright in this game for the Los Angeles Sparks, Nneka Ogwumike. And, we talk about Nneka and her great basketball work, but also Nneka is even more phenomenal off the field for what she's done for the fight for social justice, especially when the wobble happened 2 years ago and when COVID and, of course, with the summer of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor. NECA is the president of the WNBA Players Association. She is someone that has been on the forefront for social justice. So she's not only doing her thing on the court, but most importantly, she's doing her thing off the court as well. But back to the on-the-court business, again, NECA shined bright, scoring 21 points in the overtime win over the Washington Mystics. Here's NECA in action.
75 points per is this Mystics team. Agumake, that got one right away.
And one way you beat a good defense is move that ball. One thing I love to see with Natasha Cloud is her decision-making. When is it time for her to facilitate versus when do I need to take over as a scorer?
Agumake for three. Atkins guarded by Brown. Swing pass stolen away by Necker. Here's JC with a two-on-one for the Sparks. To Lexi. The trailer is Samuelson. Nice pass underneath. Atkins guarded by Brown. Swing pass stolen away by Necker. Here's JC with a two-on-one for the Sparks. To Lexi. The trailer is Samuelson. Nice pass underneath to Tanae on the doorstep.
And was rewarded by unselfish team play.
Trying to go to Austin again and is poked away. Here's Tanae. Her energy is contagious coming in here. Bounce pass underneath. Necker at the doorstep. Tolliver takes the handoff. Eight to shoot. Pekka in the lane. Can't get it off. Grabs it. Gets her own miss. Flip it through. And the goal, Mike Tebow says, is hopefully not to allow her to play more than two games in a week. Of course, travel and a bunch of other factors go into that as NECA gets the friendly down. Here's Austin. Against sight. Can't get it. Follows her own miss. Blows that one too. Atkins is still underneath. Austin rejected there by NECA. Atkins staying with it, and she'll earn a trip to the foul line.
Isn't there good things that come out of that? Players are ready, no matter who's on the court, to step up.
NECA dives into the lane, and Canada finds it.
The Sparks are allowing a run here off of their turnovers. They've got to get back to valuing the ball.
And still there by NECA underneath. 11th turnover of the night for Washington. Coach Fred Williams. Mystics have the ball to start this second half, but not anymore. As NECA Agumake comes and picks up the steal. In transition, here's Slim. Out to Luke. Space for three. She got it. LA will have a third try at it this time down. NECA up and over Hines Allen that time and gets it to fall. She's got 15 now.
Like, you got to commend this level of work ethic. It won't show up on the stat sheet.
Take it for me, Raj.
And then on this end, it's a high low.
Giving Coach Fred great minutes off the bench tonight. Here's Cambay to deep position. Holds off the defender with one arm and kicking it off the glass with the other. Deanna Hawkins, might be a player out of Maryland. Beautiful feed from Canada. NECA, the beneficiary. He's up to 19 now. Samuelson. Around a Tanae screen. NECA up top. They go high-low, sister to sister, off glass.
All right, that audio courtesy of NBA TV. Once again, the final score. The Los Angeles Sparks, 84. The Washington Mystics, 82. Again, for the Sparks, NECA Ogumake finished with 21 points. Also contributing to the win, Katie Lou Samuelson with 13 points. And NECA's sister, Chinea Agumake, finished with 10 points. And Jordan Canada finished with 10 points. Again, the final score, Los Angeles, 84. Washington, 82. Let's move along now to action from Wednesday, June the 22nd. A close matchup between the New York Liberty and the Connecticut Sun. The Liberty would go on to win. Final score, 81-77. In this contest, getting making big contributions for the Liberty win was Stephanie Dolson. She finished with 16 points. Natasha Howard had 14 points. Getting a double-double was Sabrina Ionescu, 11 points, 11 rebounds. Also, Maureen Johannes finished with 11 points. Sammy Whitcomb had 14 points. Again, the final score, New York 81, Connecticut 77. We move along now to action from Thursday, June the 23rd. The Phoenix Mercury squared off against the Minnesota Lynx. The Lynx would win 100-88. And returning from injury, Sylvia Fowles. She had a double-double with 14 points and 10 rebounds. Ariel Powers finished with 12 points. Damaris Dantas and Kayla McBride both finished with 15 points, and Moriah Jefferson had 21 points. Again, the final score, Minnesota 100, Phoenix 88. Also, another action from Thursday, June the 23rd, the Indiana Fever squared off against the Dallas Wings. It was all Dallas. The Wings would win 94-68. I talk about her periodically. She's one of the best, not just point guards, but one of the best players in the WNBA, and that's Orike Ogunbowale. She finished with 24 points in the big win over the Indiana Fever. Here's Orike in action.
That is her 27th block of the year. Orike tipped it. Up ahead to Orike. Hesitates on Mitchell. Strong move. Floats it. Got it. But playing defense.
That's right. She gets a nice deflection in that post-entry pass. But here she is in her transition. She's going to look.
Vivian's wide on the shot. Here is Orike. Back to Alicia Grant for three, and she's got it. Her second of the night, and it's a 7-0 run for the Dallas Wings.
Prevented her from being at, you know, I think her best self, but this has been a lineup that she felt good about here in Indiana.
Kelsey Mitchell lost the handle.
After them can benefit from that, and that's what Diana's talking about, that we have to honor them with our work today. We're going to have to get that transition defense set in early in order to get them slowed down.
All trying to stay with Orike. Having problems, Orike with a three. And she did the Masters while they were in the wobble. After the steal, here comes Orike. Shake, bank, pull the trigger. That's a three. Harris up to Orike. Makes a nice save. Takes it in. Career inside. Indiana has not led. Here is Orike with five. This is when she's dangerous. Working on Hull. The long three. Count it.
More opportunities for just anybody. And talk about your life's work with creating the dream court and how that creates opportunities for so many.
I want to change the lives. I am a social and racial activist, and I want to be able to help people that don't look like me.
It becomes thought that slows you down, and it just becomes instinct, and I think that's where Sierra is at.
Got it, the three. Thought she got fouled on the play.
They move in opposite directions, mm-hmm. And that means when they play one-on-one on one end of the floor.
Robinson splits, lost it. That'll be the 13th turnover to Orike. Count it. Robinson splits, lost it. That'll be the 13th turnover to Orike. Count it. But Vicki Johnson believes she has 12 players. She may use them all. Here's Orike with 10 on the shot clock. No problem. My fifth three-point of the game, says Orike.
You're going to see what happens right here. Boom. She baits you with Lexi Hull into that, jumping into the passing.
Veronica Burke into the lineup. They called her the backcourt burglar. Oh, my, Orike.
It's the same action.
All right, that audio courtesy of CBSSN. And again, the final score, the Dallas Wings 94, the Indiana Fever 68. Again, Orike Ogunbowale finished with 24 points, getting a double-double for Dallas with Tierra McCowan, finished with 12 points, 10 rebounds, and Isabel Harrison had 16 points. Again, the final score, Dallas 94, Indiana 68. Also, another action from Thursday, June the 23rd, the Washington Mystics squared off against the Seattle Storm. The Storm would win 85-71. Jewel Lloyd, a.k.a. the Gold Mamba, finished with 22 points. Brianna Stewart finished with 19 points. Ezzie Magbegor, who currently leads the WNBA in blocks, she had 20 points. And Sue Bird finished with 12 points. Again, the final score, Seattle 85, Washington 71. And finally, in action from Thursday, June the 23rd, the Chicago Sky and the Los Angeles Sparks. It was all Chicago winning 82-59. Candace Parker, whenever she decides to hang it up, one of the greats of all time and one of the greats to continue to do it, continue to play on a pretty high level. She recorded a triple-double in the win over the Sparks. Here's Candace in action.
8:15 left in this first quarter. She fouled off the other night. Trey Williams says, you get six fouls, so she used them all that night. As the mid-range jumper there on the baseline is good by Miesemann. The rebound is off to Parker. Sloot, no look pass to Copper underneath. She blew it, but there's Parker to clean it up. Timeout taken by Fred Williams. Away from the ball. Now picks her up on ball. Copper takes the baseline. Jump pass out to Parker. Nice ball movement. Sloot wide open for three straight away. They say that a long two from Campage. Here's Miesemann trying to answer the other end, and she does. Alamont, bounce pass to Gardner, the 30-year-old rookie. Nice give and go, right back to Rebecca Gardner off glass. Lou against the smaller Vandersloot, tries to create space, can't. Rebound, tip to Sloot, oh, Parker the rejection. The pitch ahead to Stevens, two on one, I should say, and Stevens tries to create space, can't. Rebound, tip to Sloot, oh, Parker the rejection. The pitch ahead to Stevens, two on one, and Stevens is able to put it up and in off the glass.
Samuelson said it best, I think. She said, there's such a fine line of being grateful for those who have come before you and being complacent because you know so much more can be done. She has written on her shoes today, pay women athletes. These players feel the next step is getting towards pay equity.
And for those in the WNBA, I mean, you got to look no further than Brittany Griner, right? That's been a huge topic of discussion as she continues to remain wrongfully detained. Sparks got it to within 9 earlier in this quarter. But Chicago continues to shoot it. Stevens and Gardner have combined for 18 points in 19 minutes off James Wade's bench pass. Candace Parker hits the triple. Another crack at it here for Chicago. Parker. Copper for three.
3-pointer. Toledo.
Sykes almost steals it right back. He didn't notice anything different, but he himself took a stroll around the arena looking to see if he saw the statue or not. It's not up there yet.
Keyword, yet.
Nice pocket pass from KC. Sykes left open for three. Long ball. Cambays. That one partially blocked from behind. Quickly. Nice lob to Parker with one hand. Parker, the shot fake. Parker down the lane. Parker off glass.
All right, that audio courtesy of Facebook. Again, the final score, Chicago 82, Los Angeles 59. Candace Parker recording another triple-double. She had 14 rebounds to go along with 10 assists and 10 points. Also, Emma Miesemann had 11 points. Courtney Vandersloot and Azaree Stevens both finished with 15 points. And Rebecca Gardner had 10 points. Again, the final score, Chicago 82, Los Angeles 59. Let's move along now to action from Friday, June the 24th. The New York Liberty squared off against the Atlanta Dream. It was all Liberty. Liberty would win 89-77. Maureen Johannes finished with 17 points. Natasha Howard had a double-double with 19 points and 10 rebounds. And Sabrina Ionescu finished with 21 points. Again, the final score, New York 89, Atlanta 77. We move along now to action from Saturday, June the 25th, between the Phoenix Mercury and the Dallas Wings. Phoenix would beat Dallas, final score 83-72. For Phoenix, Skylar Diggins-Smith had 26 points. Diana Taurasi finished with 18 points. Diamond DeShields had a double-double with 16 points and 10 rebounds. And Sophie Cunningham finished with 14 points. Again, the final score, Phoenix 83, Dallas 72. We move along now to another game, a close game between the Los Angeles Sparks and the Seattle Storm. Los Angeles would win 85-77. Nneka Ogwumike finished with 24 points. Katie Lou Samuelson had 17 points. Brittany Sykes had 15 points. And Christy Tolliver had 11 points. Again, the final score, Los Angeles 85, Seattle 77. And in overtime, the Washington Mystics beat the Las Vegas Aces 87-86. For the Aces, Elena Deladon had a double-double with 19 points and 10 rebounds. Natasha Cloud had a double-double with 16 points and 10 assists. Ariel Atkins had 15 points, and Alicia Clark had 20 points. Once again, the final score in overtime, Washington 87, Las Vegas 86. We move along now to action from Sunday, June the 26th, between the Connecticut Sun and the Atlanta Dream. Connecticut would win 72-61. Alyssa Thomas had a double-double with 15 points and 11 rebounds. Courtney Williams had a double-double with 17 points to go along with 10 rebounds. Dawana Bonner finished with 12 points. Again, the final score, Connecticut 72, Atlanta 61. We also had the Minnesota Lynx square off against the Chicago Sky in a very competitive game, but the Sky will hold off to beat the Lynx. Final score, 88-85. For the Lynx, despite the loss, Sylvia Fowles finished with 12 points. Kayla McBride finished with 15 points. Also, Jessica Shepherd had 15 points. Mariah Jefferson had 11 points, and Natalie Ochunwa had 10 points. On the winning side, for the Chicago Sky, Candace Parker had 13 points. Rebecca Gardner had 12 points. Emma Mieseman had 15 points. Courtney Vandersloot had 18 points. And then Allie Quigley and Julie Alamond both had 11 points. Again, the final score, Chicago 88, Minnesota 85. And in action from Monday, June the 27th, this was between the Indiana Fever going up against the Phoenix Mercury. It was all Phoenix. Phoenix would go on to win 83-71. Diana Taurasi had 27 points. Skylar Diggins-Smith finished with 17 points. Sophie Cunningham would have 16 points, and Diamond DeShields would have 11 points. Once again, the final score, Phoenix 83, Indiana 71. And in a very tight game between the Las Vegas Aces and the Los Angeles Sparks, the Aces would hold on to win 79-73. Asia Wilson had a double-double with 25 points and 11 rebounds. Kelsey Plum finished with 29 points. Again, the final score, Las Vegas 79, Los Angeles 73. And that concludes the week that was in the WNBA. Before we get to the league leaders and the standings, let's get you caught up on the players of the week in the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference. Let's start off for the Eastern Conference player of the week for the week of June the 21st. Congratulations to Kalia Copper from the Chicago Sky. She was voted the Eastern Conference player of the week from the week of June the 21st. Congratulations to Kalia. Meanwhile, on the Western Conference side, for the third time this year, Asia Wilson was voted the Western Conference Player of the Week representing the Las Vegas Aces. So again, for the week of June the 21st, representing the Western Conference, the Player of the Week award goes to Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. This is her third time winning the Player of the Week award this year. So again, congratulations to Kalia Copper from the Chicago Sky representing the Eastern Conference, and Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces representing the Western Conference, coming up with the Player of the Week awards for the week of June the 21st. And let's move along now to the Player of the Week awards for the week of June the 27th. In the Eastern Conference, another Chicago Sky player, this time Courtney Vandersloot. Congratulations to Eastern Conference Player of the Week for the week of June the 27th, representing the Chicago Sky, Courtney Vandersloot. Meanwhile, on the Western Conference side, the Player of the Week for the week of June the 27th is Nneka Ogwumike from the Los Angeles Sparks. So congratulations to our Player of the Week award winners for the week of June the 27th from the Eastern Conference, Courtney Vandersloot from the Chicago Sky, and from the Western Conference, Nneka Ogwumike from the Los Angeles Sparks. And yes, that time is approaching. The WNBA All-Star Game will take place on July the 10th in Chicago, and the captains of the All-Star Game for this year will be Asia Wilson representing the Las Vegas Aces and Breanna Stewart from the Seattle Storm. Asia and Breanna were the top two leading vote getters for this year's All-Star Game. Also, other All-Stars to mention first for the Eastern Conference, Sabrina Ionescu from the New York Liberty. She'll be making her first All-Star game. Jonquel Jones, forward from the Connecticut Sun. This will be her fourth All-Star game. And representing the Chicago Sky at the forward position, Candace Parker. This will be her seventh All-Star selection. And the Western Conference All-Stars will be at the guard position, Sue Bird, representing the Seattle Storm, making a record 13th All-Star game. Yes, folks, a career record, 13 All-Star games for Sue Bird, representing the Seattle Storm. Also, making their first All-Star games will be representing the Las Vegas Aces, guards Kelsey Plum and Jackie Young. Also, we have at the forwards, we have Nneka Ogwumike representing the Los Angeles Sparks. This will be her seventh All-Star game. As I stated earlier, Asia Wilson and Brianna Stewart both making their fourth All-Star game. Asia represents Las Vegas, Brianna represents Seattle, and they also represent, they are the captains of the All-Star team because of them, both of them both being the leading vote-getters in this year's All-Star voting selection. And finally, in her final year in the WNBA Center, Sylvia Fowles representing the Minnesota Lynx. This is her eighth All-Star game. So again, on the next show, we'll have the reserves and we'll have starting lineups and we'll have more details to come in regards to the 2022 WNBA All-Star game. But again, Asia Wilson and Brianna Stewart are the captains for this year's All-Star game, and also Sue Bird and Sylvia Fowles were also named additional captains for this year's All-Star game. And also, again, Brittany Griner was named an honorary All-Star and starter. Of course, for those that may have not been paying attention to what's been currently going on with her, she's currently been detained in Russia. She's been there since February on allegations of drug charges, and therefore she remains in Russia, and there's been a big campaign for her to return to America. So in honor of Brittany, of course, this season is for Brittany, BG42. And as a result of that, she's been named an honorary All-Star and starter. So again, the Eastern Conference All-Stars, Sabrina Ionescu, Jonquel Jones, and Candace Parker. Western Conference All-Stars, Sue Bird, Kelsey Plum, Jackie Young, Brianna Stewart, Nneka Ogwumike, Asia Wilson, and Sylvia Fowles. Now, the head coach for Team Wilson, which is Asia Wilson's team, will be Becky Hammond from the Las Vegas Aces. And the head coach of Team Stewart, which will be Brianna Stewart's team, the head coach will be James Wade from the Chicago Sky. And also, something cool to pass along for the WNBA All-Star Weekend, it was announced that there would be a three-point contest and a skills challenge on July 9th, the night before the WNBA All-Star game. This is the first time that the three-point contest and the skills challenge will be held since 2019. So that's a little bang for your buck for this year's WNBA All-Star Weekend. Should be a fun one. Of course, Sue Bird and Sylvia Fowles playing in their final seasons in the WNBA. And what a way to go out on top, named to their final All-Star games. Very exciting. And again, the All-Star game will take place on July the 10th on ABC. Now let's get you caught up on the current league leaders in the WNBA. Let's start off with points per game. The leading scorer in the WNBA is Brianna Stewart, representing the Seattle Storm. She's averaging 22 points per game. Coming in number two is Kelsey Plum from the Las Vegas Aces. She's averaging 20 points per game. Coming in third is Arike Ogunbowale from the Dallas Wings. In fourth, Kelsey Mitchell from the Indiana Fever. And in fifth, Skylar Diggins-Smith from the Phoenix Mercury. Next category is rebounds. Tied for first, Sylvia Fowles from the Minnesota Lynx and Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. They're currently averaging 10 rebounds a game. Coming in at number three is Jonquel Jones from the Connecticut Sun. In fourth is De'Erica Hamby from the Las Vegas Aces. And in fifth is Jessica Shepherd from the Minnesota Lynx. Next category is assists. Coming in at number one is Natasha Cloud from the Washington Mystics. She's averaging 7.5 assists per game. Coming in at number two, Courtney Vandersloot from the Chicago Sky. Coming in third is Sue Bird from the Seattle Storm. In fourth, Sabrina Ionescu from the New York Liberty. And in fifth, Chelsea Gray from the Las Vegas Aces. Next category that we have is blocks per game. At number one, representing the Seattle Storm, Ezzie Magbogor. At number two, Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. Coming in third place, currently is Liz Cambage from the Los Angeles Sparks. And tied for fourth, Queen Egbo and Emily Inksler, both representing the Indiana Fever. We move along now to our next category, which is field goal percentage. At number one, Sylvia Fowles from the Minnesota Lynx. She's currently shooting 65% from the field. Coming in at number two, Nneka Ogwumike from the Los Angeles Sparks. She's shooting 57% from the field. Coming in third is Brianna Jones from the Connecticut Sun. In fourth is Emma Mieseman from the Chicago Sky. And in fifth is Han Chu from the New York Liberty. Next category is free throw percentage. At number one, Shea Petty from the Phoenix Mercury. She's shooting 96% from the free throw line. At number two is Allie Quigley from the Chicago Sky. She's shooting 94% from the free throw line. Tied for third, Kayla McBride from the Minnesota Lynx and Satu Sabali from the Dallas Wings. They're both shooting 92% from the free throw line. And in fifth is Stephanie Dolson from the New York Liberty. She's shooting 91% from the free throw line. Next category that we have is three-point percentage. At number one, Moriah Jefferson from the Minnesota Lynx. She's shooting 51% from three-point range. At number two, Destiny Henderson from the Indiana Fever. She's shooting 48% from three-point range. Coming in third is Maureen Johannes from the New York Liberty. In fourth is Jackie Young from the Las Vegas Aces. And in fifth, Epiphany Prince from the Seattle Storm. Next category that we have is going to be three-pointers made. At number one is Kelsey Plum from the Las Vegas Aces. At number two, Arike Ogunbowale from the Dallas Wings. Coming in third is Diana Taurasi from the Phoenix Mercury. And tied for fourth, Ryan Howard from the Atlanta Dream and Jewel Lloyd from the Seattle Storm. Next category is steals per game. Number one, Brittany Sykes from the Los Angeles Sparks. She's averaging two steals a game. Coming in at number two is Brianna Stewart, followed by tied for third place, Nneka Ogwumike from the Los Angeles Sparks and Ari McDonald from the Atlanta Dream. And in fifth is Emma Mieseman from the Chicago Sky. And last category that we have is minutes played. At number one, Kelsey Plum, representing the Las Vegas Aces. She's averaging almost 35 minutes a game. At number two is her teammate, Jackie Young. She's averaging 34 minutes a game. Tied for third, Phoenix Mercury teammates Skylar Diggins-Smith and Brianna Turner. They're both averaging 34.1 minutes per game. And coming in fifth is Tina Charles. She's averaging 33 minutes a game. And those are your current league leaders in the WNBA. Let's move along now to the current standings. Let's start off in the Eastern Conference. Boy, the defending champion Chicago Sky, what a difference 1 month makes. They are currently number one in the Eastern Conference as this show is currently airing. They have a record of 13 wins and 5 losses. Coming in at number two are the Connecticut Sun. They have a record of 13 and 6. In third are the Washington Mystics. They have a record of 12 and 9. Next up, the New York Liberty is fourth with a record of 8 and 10. The Atlanta Dream is in fifth place with a record of 8 and 10. And the Indiana Fever are last with a record of 5 and 15. We move along now to the Western Conference. Coming in at number one, still holding on strong to the best record in the WNBA in this first half of the season, the Las Vegas Aces. They have a record of 14-4. The Seattle Storm is second with a record of 11-7. The Dallas Wings are third with a record of 9-10. The Phoenix Mercury are fourth with a record of 8-12. The Los Angeles Sparks are fifth with a record of 7-11. And the Minnesota Lynx are last with a record of 5-14. So Las Vegas is holding on to that lead in the Western Conference and remaining with the best record in the WNBA. Washington and Connecticut still look strong, but Chicago has regained that lead in first place currently in the Eastern Conference, so it's going to be a dogfight as we conclude the first half of the WNBA season. All right, when we come back from the break, we'll give you the upcoming games for the week that will be in the WNBA. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
Family Dollar, we know you want more to enjoy your summer. That's why you'll find more in every store, like our assortment of ice cream and frozen treats to delight your family. Family Dollar, helping you do more.
When it comes to our children and families, we do everything we can to play it safe. Did you know? The single best way to help safeguard from flu and reduce the spread of the flu virus is through annual vaccination. Families Fighting Flu is devoted to protecting your family against this serious and potentially deadly disease. Our commitment comes from our organization's personal experiences. I lost my 5-year-old healthy son, Joseph, to the flu. The flu poses a serious risk to everyone, from the young to the elderly. But we know that flu vaccines can save lives. Increasing the number of flu vaccinations by just 5% could prevent nearly 800,000 illnesses and 10,000 hospitalizations. Help keep your family and your community safe. Together, we can fight the flu. Get yourself and your family vaccinated this year and every year. For facts and tools, visit familiesfightingflu.org.
What's the big deal?
Where can you get pizza, bread twists, specialty chicken, and more for just $5.99 each?
Is it at Domino's?
He hands off hand-tossed pizza and a marble cookie brownie. He's going, going, going!
There's a lot of variety on the radio and at Domino's, too, where you can...
Mix and match, two or more, $5.99 each at Domino's.
Two-item minimum, pan pizza, bone-in wings, and bread bowls will be extra. Ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. So before we head on out of here, we're going to give you the upcoming games for the week that will be in the WNBA. Let's start off with action on Tuesday, June the 28th, between the Atlanta Dream squared off against the Washington Mystics. Tip-off will be at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Time. Again, that's going to be at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Time. That's going to be a pretty good game with the Dream and the Mystics. When you think about the Dream, of course, the number one overall pick in the draft with Ryan Howard. Then you have Ari McDonald, a lot of great talent on that Dream roster. And, of course, with the Mystics, what can you say? Natasha Cloud leading the league in assists. Elena Deladon, Ariel Atkins, Shakira Austin. I mean, we talk about Ryan Howard, but Shakira Austin is definitely going to give her a run for her money in this year's Rookie of the Year. So again, it's going to be at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Time. That game will be on ESPN2. And then we have the Dallas Wings going up against the Minnesota Lynx. So tip-off will be at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central Time. You can watch that game on ESPN3. We move along now to action on Wednesday, June the 29th, between the Connecticut Sun and the Chicago Sky. Tip-off is at 12 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Central Time, and you can watch that game on NBA TV. And then also we have the Indiana Fever squared off against the Phoenix Mercury. Tip-off is at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Time. You can watch that game on NBA TV. Then you have the Las Vegas Aces squared off against the Seattle Storm. Tip-off is at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Time, and you can watch that game, on Amazon Prime. And we move along now to action for Thursday, June the 30th, between the Atlanta Dream squaring off against the New York Liberty. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Time, and you can watch that game on Twitter. So we move along now to the month of July. Friday, July 1st, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central Time, between the Los Angeles Sparks and the Dallas Wings. You can watch that game on CBS SN. That's a CBS Sports Network. Then we have the Las Vegas Aces going up against the Minnesota Lynx. Tip-off is at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central Time. You can watch that game on NBA TV. And then you have the Indiana Fever going up against the Seattle Storm. Tip-off is at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Time. You can watch that game on Facebook. On Saturday, July the 2nd, it will be the Phoenix Mercury squaring off against the Chicago Sky. Tip-off is at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central Time, and you can watch that game on ESPN. On Sunday, July the 3rd, we have the Washington Mystics squaring off against the Connecticut Sun. Tip-off is at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central Time, and you can watch that game on ESPN. Next up, we have the Seattle Storm going up against the Atlanta Dream. Tip-off is at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central Time. You can watch that game on NBA TV. Then we have the New York Liberty squaring off against the Los Angeles Sparks. Tip-off is at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central Time. You can watch that game on CBSSN, CBS Sports Network. And then we have the Las Vegas Aces squaring off against the Minnesota Lynx. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Time. And you can watch that game on Amazon Prime. And then on Independence Day, Monday, July 4th, there's one game on the schedule, and it's going to be between the Phoenix Mercury and the Los Angeles Sparks. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Time, and you can watch that game on ESPN. And that takes care of the upcoming games for the week in the WNBA. Great big special thanks to you, the listeners out there, for tuning in to this edition of Striving for It All. Until next time, I'm Ed Robinson, saying so long, everyone.
Finding the right person for the job isn't easy. Just ask someone who hired a drama coach to be an IT guy.
Yeah, I'm having trouble logging in.
I'm not buying it. Say it again, this time with feeling.
I can't log in?
Come on, man. I want to feel your struggle.
But if you've got an insurance question, you can always count on your local GEICO agent. They can bundle your policies, which could save you hundreds.
Now, like your life depends on it.
I can't log in.
Yes, we'll make an actor out of you yet.
For expert help with all your insurance needs, visit geico.com/local today.
Zillow Home Loans makes financing simple, unlike certain real estate terms that sound like steamy romance novels. For example, firm commitment, days on the market, wild deed, undisclosed heir, prime interest rate. Let's keep it simple. Experience flexible financing and no hidden fees at ZillowHomeLoans.com. There's no place like Zillow. Zillow Home Loans, NMLS number 10287.
This summer, get road trip ready with the brake experts at Midas. With up to $100 back on two-axle brake service when you use your Midas credit card. So you can make sure every stop on your road trip is one you want to make. Request your appointment today at Midas.com. This summer, get road trip ready with the brake experts at Midas. With up to $100 back on two-axle brake service when you use your Midas credit card. So you can make sure every stop on your road trip is one you want to make. Request your appointment today at Midas.com.